I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Five women are accusing State Representative Steve Lebsack of retaliating against them because they went public with allegations of sexual harassment or intimidating behavior by him. They take issue with a 28-page defense that Lebsack delivered to the mailboxes of his fellow House members just before the legislative session began last week. Lebsack says the process has been unfair from the start. Governor John Hickenlooper is not backing away from comments last year that Lebsack should resign. And in his State of the State address last week, he received a standing ovation when he called for sexual harassment at the Capitol to end.
It's also an opportunity to recommit ourselves to honor and respect our colleagues and uphold the dignity of our offices. Let's pledge here and now that we will not tolerate sexual harassment in the state of Colorado.
Two Senate Republicans are also under formal investigation for sexual harassment. Residents are invited to participate in the third in a series of meetings to discuss how to address transportation and safety concerns in the old and near North End neighborhoods of Colorado Springs. The meeting will specifically address criteria for pedestrian safety and bicycle infrastructure and discuss options based on resident input and engineering best practices that could be implemented to create a more pleasant residential neighborhood while accompanying existing and future traffic. That meeting is this Thursday evening, January 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Colorado Springs City Auditorium. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.